the Kavod HaRav. I was trying to understand how tefillah is being heard work regarding davening with a minyan. I know that tefillah is supposed to be davened at the same time by 10 men to be heard. Does this mean that the Shechina only comes down for that group when they start Shmona Esrei? If so, what about all the davening before by Psukei Dezimra? If it is also present beforehand, then does the earlier davening have to be said at the exact same time in order for the tefillahs to be heard? If there's any difference to Shmona Esrei, then why is that? Can a person say Tehillim while a minyan is davening, say Mincha, and have his Tehillim heard? What about 10 people saying different Tehillim kapitel together, or the same but out of sync? Also, regarding being one of the first 10 in a minyan, in order to bring the Shekhinah down, this would imply that if the person left the room before there were 10 people to return later when there were already 10, then he would miss out. Is this true? If not, why would he count as one of the first 10 when he didn't have anything to do with bringing down the Shekhinah? Or would this relate to the possibility that it only comes down during Shmona Esrei? Also, does this first 10 Jews work for each successive minyan, or is it per day? The Rav can see how confused I am. I look forward to the Rav's answers. Anonymous from the United States. First of all, God hears the prayers of everyone who prays, whether they pray with a minyan or not. However, davening with a minyan, tefillah b'tzibur, is much more effective. And tefillah is Shmona Esrei. All the other davening we do is a preparation for tefillah, Shmona Esrei, and even Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah from the Torah, was put before tefillah so she would be able to daven with some Divrei Torah ahead of it. So the idea of being heard, a person's heard even individually, it's the idea that having that mila, that tremendous benefit of the extra special tefillah b'tzibur, for that you need 10, and that applies to tefillah to Shmona Esrei. And again, people saying Tehillim together with 10 people, a davarship b'kedusha can't be said except with 10, so having a minyan around when anything is done, even a mitzvah, is an extra special thing too, because then it's a mitzvah, it's done b'tzibur, the tzibur has a special benefit, insofar that we don't look at each individual as an individual with his shortcomings, but we look at them all as one unit, as one tzibur, and they represent the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, as a klal, always have the designation of tzaddik. Additionally, each person compensates for the shortcomings of the other. Where this person's missing, the other person has a mila. Where the other person has a mila, this person is missing, and therefore they compensate and make up for each one's shortcomings. This idea of being one of the first 10, meaning that those 10 can then create tefillah b'tzibur. So the first 10 people who come to shul create the idea, that's a separate idea, not that God only hears the prayers when he's there, but there's an extra added idea of God being with a tzibur, and having that mila, having the Shekhinah close by. God hears, even when his Shekhinah is not that close per se, God's Shekhinah is everywhere. It's how we perceive it. So when there's 10 people, we perceive it more closely, and that's also a mila in the makom hatfila, being a place where the Shekhinah is. So that's created in each minyan. Whoever is there from the first 10 that bring the Shekhinah to that place benefit that minyan. And therefore, if the person leaves the place and doesn't come back until there's 10 other people, then he was not instrumental in making that tefillah a tefillah b'tzibur.